What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us tonight and every fourth Tuesday of the month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best with Angel Talk Tuesday, as a psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Catherine Glass, and Maggie Chula allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. Archives can be found on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker's Best of the Best. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. Be sure to register at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be included in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive? Welcome, everyone. Our topic today is Light Dancing in the Darkness. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Psychic Angel Channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified CASA Guide for the John of God Experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And you can find all three of us over at www.bestamericanpsychics.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted the fourth Tuesday of every month.
And my name is Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, a medical intuitive, and a channel and voice for the master teachers of the Akasha. You can find me under my website, MaggieChula.com. That's MaggieChula. And my Facebook page is Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass. You can find me at CatherineGlass.com. That's Catherine with a K-E-R-I-N-E.com. CatherineGlass.com. And you can find me at Facebook at Catherine Glass Psychic Medium. I am a clairvoyant, psychic and medium and energy healer and channeler, and I work for the highest good of all souls who find their way to me to seek guidance and blessings on their journey.
Beautiful. Thank you, girls, for joining us today. And we'd like to invite everyone to join us for our next John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat coming up April 4th through the 16th in 2016. An amazing experience awaits you and 10 new friends. You can find all the details about our John of God spiritual retreat over at www.juliegeigel.com. And I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron, who has come to help you connect with your own angelic team. Just being in this angelic vibrational frequency today will help you open your own channels of communication with your own angels. The first step is to be open and willing to receive. So are you ready? Just say yes, and we will begin. And so I'd like everyone to just take a nice deep breath. And we're just going to use the singing bowl for a moment to clear the energy. Whenever I channel, I use a few things to help us prepare, as do the other girls, high vibrational frequency oils are one of my mainstays, and then my beautiful crystals from Brazil, and my favorite, the singing bowl. The singing bowl helps to clear any negative energy from our space, inviting in only the purest of love and light. And just take a nice deep breath as you settle down into this beautiful space. And just taking a moment to call in your own spiritual counsel to be with you, to give you personal guidance and wisdom. Your guardian angels, any spirit guides that might be with you, any loved ones that have passed, and any pets or totem animals. Just feel their love and support as they create a beautiful space today for our healing. Welcome. I am Metatron. We thank you for coming here this evening as we gather together here and beyond to assist you in this new age of awakening. Allow yourself to go deeper as you feel comfortable in your space. Feel the angelic beings all around you, supporting you with endless, infinite love. There is a stronger, clearer communication that is occurring for many of you with your own spiritual counsel, as you are able to tune in and connect with this new energy more and more throughout your day. It will become stronger and more automatic. Clearing out any negativity that may be blocking your ability to tune in and connect with the higher realms. And as you move within this new energy, it is not a frequency you are able to sustain indefinitely at this time, but it is what you are moving toward, the goal, if you will. You are still human, so that might be frustrating for you, because you are wanting to maintain that healing, that experience permanently. And it is a misperception for many that
to awaken means pure freedom of your humanness, but the purest freedom of your humanness at this point only occurs with death. And so that is not what you are desiring, nor what we are desiring for you. It is a matter of balancing, of embracing the light that you are, and balancing the darkness within that. And as a human, you will still have the challenges that come with the human experience. But within those challenges, you will have more options. And more opportunities to align with the energy of your soul, your light. And so, drama that once existed in your world and would take you days to overcome now lifts and clears, often within seconds. Lifting, clearing, and releasing any drama. Simply take a nice deep breath and allow that healing to release. And also be aware that as you are in the presence of others, your new energy does not go unnoticed. They can feel your light, your love. They are aware there is something different about you, oftentimes not able to pinpoint exactly what that might be. But what they do know is they feel calmer in your presence. And they have new insight and wisdom without you even saying a word. So simply being with your physical self allows them to tap in and tune into their own greater divine wisdom, even if they are not as expanded as you are. So your immediate reaction to humanity maybe to want to run and hide from the chaos and the drama and the discourse. But as a light worker and as an awakened human being, part of your mission here is to spread your love and joy simply by being in the presence of others.
So remember, there is nothing you need to do. There is no action that needs to be taken or word that needs to be spoken. It is simply your presence amongst humanity that offers a very deep and profound healing. Your work here has only just begun. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
Thank you, dear Metatron. Thank you, dear Julie, for those messages, for that message. And now, as I embrace the energy, I ask that a being of the highest light and order come and help share with us information on how to dance within the darkness of the earth. Ah, lovely one. Lovely one, we know you are all experiencing great moments of joy, great moments of divine joy, as you are also watching others who cannot feel this bombardment of light we are all sharing with our beloved planet Earth. And my name is Pythia, and I am known as an oracle. It is so easy for me to come and answer this question. For you see, I exist in the realm where there truly is no space and time. And I get to observe what is happening on a universal plane. And so my attention has been focused to our beloved Earth and all that is going on in her remarkable ascension into the light. Can you even imagine how miraculous her ascension process has been? She supports so much life. She supports so much creativity. She is such a beloved being. And yet we know you are asking from the perspective of the human. And so we shall address this. Here is a knowledge we wish to share. This darkness that you are perceiving is a vibration with many layers, just as the light and the joy you can embrace is a vibration with many layers. But this darker vibration, many of you are beginning to acknowledge, to see, and to reject. For you see, remember, it's choice. It's choices that you magnificent humans get. But so do all beings. And here's where the humans have taken a part. They have allowed their own egos to believe they are God. They are the center of the universe. Many are coming out of that. Many are awakening and understanding. Of course you're not. There is so much life in this universe. There are so many things you don't even know yet. Not as the human, but what is awakening, what we do sense, and we come here with great joy to share, is the knowledge and the wisdom you exist beyond your physical structures. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Aren't you happy to know that? And some of you, it's happening overnight. You know that. You get that. Your dreams are making sense. Your visions are making sense. Things that are happening are making sense. That moment of awakening can take years, can take lifetimes. But the beauty is, with the earth moving into this new, wonderful expression of joy and light, which she has worked on for eons, the humans, who are of course affected by the earth's energy, but that's where they exist, they get to feel this vibration of light, of joy, all through the many layers of their systems. For we will share with you, you say, you understand, all are connected through God. We are all connected. Yes. Yes, you are. So, as a beautiful extension of the universe and of God and a bigger portion of that energy being right now, Earth, moving into her beloved space and dancing, as you would say, from our perspective, she's shaking off the vibrations that have been living on her. She's shaking them off, just as you do when you embrace joy and you dance. Unfortunately, in some instances, it looks like destruction, but many of you knew you were building homes, building towns and communities, either along fault lines, which your scientists told you, or you can see there's a volcano, it's right there. You know, it shouldn't be such a shock that the earth wants to dance. She's shaking some of you off, and she's for sure letting go of her own issues. She's embracing the light. She's loving this being, knowing as she awakens, she can have a greater effect on you. So do you see this? How you as a species, awakening on a greater level now when you hadn't before, is in alignment with your host, the Earth. But more than that, you beautiful, beloved beings, you come from many different places in the universe. You do. It's a new understanding. And in many ways, a new collection of beings who have been born into a human body on this planet right now. That's true. Ipithia will share that with you. But more and more are coming. For the joyful vibration, the higher light vibration within the earth supports their being. Supports it. For there's this other thing that has been playing out. We've called karma. And it has been known as sort of a wheel of vibration around the earth that you have been involved in and you have had lifetimes of. And so you've had to work and work and work to release yourself of all this various karma. And we are so pleased that belief is finally being lifted. No, you don't. No. But What do you believe? I am here to share with you a truth. For I am an oracle. And a truth is, you are a divine being. Of course you are. Think of it. You're part of the universal fabric. And the universe is divine. For what else is God? What else? You have lots of master teachers, and we love them. We know many of them. We know them all. But they all get to be individuals as you are, and you all get to grow and change in a way that you will. So the masters, they're growing too. The ones who are communing with this earth, they're growing, but they have their mission and they know it. They have their purpose and they know it, and they stay focused. Many of you are opening up, embracing a mission as your soul mission. Good. Do that. That's a guidepost. That's a way to help you get there. Have a goal. You can achieve it. So that's how you do it, really. You keep in your heart, first of all, the joy and the love that I know you feel when you tune in to us, to the vibration of the Akasha, to the vibration of the Source, to the vibration of your soul. It's joyful here. It's loving and light. Tune in. Embrace it with your heart. Open up and know. See the people around you, the stress, the chaos, as helping people open up and say, I am done with this. I'm done with this. Oh, this retrograde. Okay, there's issues, but there's an issue, move it on. There's an issue, oh, maybe I'm getting finally out of this. It has a lot to do with the mind. People are sharing that. You're right. But I ask you also, use that God-given natural talent to tune in, to connect up to your source, to your soul vibration, and to actively bring more of that into your life, into your day, into your being of expression. And people will feel it, and they do respond. And then being joyful, light, love will become a way that just is. And you will understand more how to help people in that vibration by holding them in your sacred light, by holding them to their sacred light, by helping understand, I will see the light in you and I will help you release this chaos and fear. And here, do you feel better now? Good. So know this, there will not come a day, a time, an hour, a moment when everybody's finished. It doesn't work like that. You're all ascending as you should. But there will come a time when this beloved earth will not support the violence. For it hurts her ears. It hurts her vibrations. And she's going to shake you off. So put down the violence. Let go of your anger. And can you embrace what a joyful, loving, beautiful space you are living in right now as your human expression? Do that. I promise you, you will understand these words. My love, for all of you is here and present. The teachers, the angels, the seraphims, all of us, and yes, the earth, her beautiful animals, everything, the stones, the crystals. We support you, we love you, we see you dancing in the light. We are helping you the way we hope you pay it forward and help others. And with that, my blessed beings, I hold you in the embrace and the light of the universal source, and I share with you, you do know I am speaking a sacred truth. Much love to you. Much love.
Thank you, Pythia and beautiful Maggie Chula, for that totally uplifting champagne bubble, vibrating, gorgeous message. And those of you who are listening, if you're not on the ceiling, bubbling and vibrating, I don't know what's holding you down. And I'm Catherine, and I'm going to finish the show with a message for you all. Greetings from the high angelic realms. We come as a group from the 10th tier of the angelic order. We say to you, many of you are still coming from fear. Many of you are still believing the old paradigms of energy and vibrational frequency that is dying on your planet. And as it is dying, it is reaching up for its last gasps of breath by shaking and waking you all through what you see as tragedy, darkness, violence on your planet. We say to you, put your heart, your mind, and your trust toward all things working for the highest divine order. Do not look to the darkness, but to the light. Follow your heart in matters of pain on your planet. Matters of pain on your planet. If you feel called by the heart to help and suffering of the children, or the animals, or the environment, then do so. But do not dwell with your mind on thoughts that there. Take action and then send your light and then trust it is done. You are all awakening on your planet Earth faster every day. The movement into divine love is happening, and many, many souls are aligned and involved now already. It is no longer a future event, but your present circumstance. So when you are aware of negative news report about your world, about killings and poisoning of your food and your land and your water, and the like of these events, know that these are the dying embers of a bygone era, a time of old ancient consciousness disintegrating, transmuting, and letting go into the birth of the new now. Legions of beings are assisting your planet at this time, the star people, the angels, the White Brotherhood, all very excited and involved in the fantastic awakening occurring in your world. To you, it may look slow and tedious, with seeming evidence of darkness and suffering. But from where we sit, we see the overwhelming influx of much higher vibration and light flooding your planet's consciousness. We say to you, have faith and trust, all is well, and moving toward the true power of your divinity that you are claiming as your birthright now. It may sound radical to you, but look not to the darkness of events on your planet. Do not focus there. See it as a wave receding from the shoreline, and stand in the true power of your true light, a beacon that a beacon unto the darkness, a beacon in that darkness on this planet. And so we leave you now with our love and many blessings. And we say to you, be the light that you already are and always have been and always will be. And trust, trust, trust.
Thank you so much, Catherine. That was a beautiful, beautiful information about just staying grounded and overcoming that darkness. Because we are light, and light has more power than darkness, and darkness cannot exist where there is light. So that is such a beautiful message, such a beautiful reminder that we are on the right path and that we are moving in the right direction. And so we'll just take some time now. We've got about 12 minutes left to do some processing together. Any thoughts on the channeling today, girls?
I love this topic. I love this topic because so many of us are focused, I think, especially the work we all do, right? We get more of an understanding of really the energies that are out there and that our clients are dealing with. So when I go into a channel, I'm always grateful that they help confirm that we are on the right path, that the world is growing right where it needs to be, and we as humans are a part of this process. It's not just can be, we really are. So I love it. I'm glad that we shared it.
Absolutely. I feel that listeners, people who are on this show, I know I do, as the show begins and opens and the bells come and Metatron comes in and takes us up on a wave higher and higher into a dimension of ourselves that is absolutely possible to connect with. And then Maggie coming in and even higher, I feel like I'm surfing and riding a wave. And by the time I'm channeling, I'm just like so open and out there. Like, I feel like I could go on forever. And I'm praying that I'm aware of the earth time while I'm sailing out there. But I just want to say to everyone here, guys, take advantage of this show and open yourselves in the meditation to all.
And thank you so much for sharing that, Catherine. That's really, really very deep and profound. I completely agree that there is such a beautiful, beautiful way to use this show to uplift and inspire. But not only that, but to continue to connect deeply with that vibrational frequency and stay really tuned in and turned on, you know, with your awakening process. Any thoughts, Maggie?
Yes, I. It's kind of funny, maybe, but I just finished redoing my free opt-in on my. I haven't even published it yet, but it is called. I was just looking for the words for it. I think it's called "Activate Your Soul Wisdom Every Morning." It's a daily process. It's really just so in tune with this. It's fun.
I love that. I love that. Have a new book coming out, Maggie. Can I ask you to share a few things about that new book? Are you able to or not yet?
Yes. Well, what I can share is it is in the design phase, which means they don't need any more words from me. And it's being published by Balboa Press. It is going to come out, I believe, in August. That's our, you know, they tell me you can't promise because, I don't know, it takes how long it takes. But it will be this summer, and it's called Open the Doorway to Your Soul. Mm-hmm. And I actually, it is a series of channeled messages. I'm so excited because we have only one archangel. I didn't realize that. Five goddesses and eight ascended masters. So Metatron's not a part of it, which surprised me.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's so busy and he's just doing so many wonderful things.
Well, I think he just kind of gets infused in everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't need recognition. He's just already part of all of it.
Right. And it's interesting because it came about through a vision when I, you know, I just sort of had backed away from a lot of the work I'd been doing with them. And I had asked them, well, how is my voice different? How can I be different? You know, and they showed me this vision of being able to be up on a stage and ask people questions I don't ask questions. People ask questions and that they said, and go ahead and have them ask who they want to come through. And I thought, okay, that would be funny. So I challenged them to do a series of podcasts and say, okay, will individual voices come through? That's what created this book. So, yeah, that's why. And it's been really cool getting to know their personalities. And so many of us, it's not really important who you channel or that you know it. What's important is that you feel that sense of light, love, and just bliss, don't you think?
Yeah.
Kind of bliss. Yeah. It's hard to describe until you're... Yeah, I know. I express with my hands, but you can't see that. This is a radio show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And I know we did lose Catherine. We're trying to get her back in. So I'm just trying. Oh, there she is. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, honey. Hi, guys. Am I back?
Well.
I went on a tangent and the beings banished me.
They did. They just cut you right off
from the show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
We're all learning how to work with energy, with electronics, with computers.
Mercury retrograde.
Oh.
Yes.
No, we're rising above Mercury retrograde.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But you know what? The one vision that I did get, because when we channel, I don't know if we've shared this with you guys, but when you channel, I mean, you're really not, I'm experiencing it from so many levels of being that I have to listen to this show to really understand everything that came through. But I did get this incredible vision, really, of the Earth. She's just dancing. She's like, dancing. It was so cute.
I did, too. I really resonated with the Earth dancing and shaking off.
And shaking off the darkness.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing. We're dancing. We're shaking off that old energy. We're aligning with a newer vibration. I did love when Metatron talked about that we don't need to...
specifically do anything.
Right.
But don't run and hide, even though humans are becoming incredibly annoying who haven't awakened. Don't run and hide and become a recluse because the planet needs you. The planet just needs you to be present.
To share your... Presence. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He did say that, didn't he? See, we all have to listen to it again.
Yeah, because that's kind of where I've been the past year or so. I broke my, I wish I had broken, but it was severe sprain, at which they say a break is much easier than a severe sprain, ankle. And I literally couldn't go anywhere or do anything. And I've been 2 years, and I've kind of become a recluse.
Oh, wow.
But enjoyed it. I mean...
Me too.
Yeah, I just had so much going on and just running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I needed to step back and refocus. But now I'm kind of getting pushed to get out there more and to be more present. And so I know that message.
Yes, like Metatron said, you know, be the light in the world. And there will always be naysayers. There always going to be people who say, you new agers, you channelers, you just avoid the dark on the planet. No, we're not avoiding it.
No.
We don't associate and hang out in the thought forms and the vibration of focusing on the negative and the fears. And there will always be a few people who do. And that's their choice. But they will live in a completely different earth and a different reality. That's just the fact of what awakening and ascension is. There will be two separate realities. There already are, but they're...
There really are, don't you think? More and more every day that's playing out in my reality.
There really is. I had an encounter with a group of people, and that actually was something that I said to the gal. I said, that is your perception of this reality. It is not my perception of this reality, nor of everybody has a different perception of what the reality is that's actually occurring here. And I, you know, completely agree, Catherine, to that deeper extent, that that's not just an analogy, but that's actually very literal, that we are now currently living side by side in two completely different realities. So if it feels like somebody you're talking to or somebody you're with are on another planet or in a different reality, they are.
They probably are.
Yeah. That's that multidimensional aspect. How much of your true being are you embracing?
Absolutely, Maggie. And ascension is all about some of the integrating of that on the earth. Because our higher selves already are existing in other dimensions.
Right.
And that's a beautiful place for us to end today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And be sure to tune in the fourth Tuesday of every month for Angel Talk Tuesday. If you missed the live show, be sure to listen to the archives at iHeartRadio under Shea Parker, Best of the Best. We'd love to have you join us for our inner circle. You can simply go to www.juliegeigel.com for more information. And thank you, Catherine and Maggie, for joining us. And please remind us again how we can find you and anything else you'd like to share.
Well, my name is Maggie Chula. As I shared, you can find me at MaggieChula.com. My voice is cutting out. My Facebook business page, I'd love it if you come over there. That's Maggie Chula. Twitter, Maggie Chula. Pretty much you'll find me at Maggie Chula. And I do hope that you do stick around. And in the summer, these beautiful messages are coming out, and it's called Open the Doorway to Your Soul. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Catherine?
I'm Catherine Glass. I have a practice in Concord, Massachusetts, and I do public galleries and family readings for families as well as private clients. I read on the internet, Skype, and phone, and I travel, and I can be found at CatherineGlass.com or Facebook, Catherine Glass Psychic Medium.
Beautiful, beautiful. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and surrounding you in God's love every single day. Until next time, this is the Psychic. angel channelers helping you connect with your angelic team. Maggie, did you get that? Maggie, did you get that recorded? My back.